WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. I'm going to have the jack lights up with me in about 15 minutes or so. Get a lot of new music to play as well, so I'm going to get some of that now. And as I said, we'll be back after three or four songs. This first tune is new stuff by Kiev Caustic.
Scattered, and if you pour, it doesn't matter. and the moon is lost and confused, and the stars are scattered and gone with the view. So wherever you're going, won't you take me with you?
All right, WMFO in Medford. If you're under the influence of... Oh, I just lost it. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, let me tell you what I just played. We just played the Jacklights. I'm going to get to that in a minute. But we started with Key of Caustic, brand new song by them called Secrets and Lies off of Unleashed. Fancy Trash with Nussels. They have a new release coming out called the Pushkin Sessions. Canged and Locusts with So All the Way. And the Jacklights fall apart. And the Jacklights, I'm here with Elijah and Mikes, the two Mikes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so how's it going, guys?
Great.
It's good. It's good to be here.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah. No, it's my pleasure. That song I just played, Fall Apart, I was telling you off air, that was on your first EP, and Justine sent of Red on Red sent me that, and right away, like the, I don't know, for lack of a better word, the fuzzy, distorted guitar sound and your vocals, I just thought it was great stuff, and I've loved you guys ever since. Seen your bunch, as you guys, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
So briefly, how did this come together?
Yeah, sure. So the band started... Well, I guess you could say either 2019 or 2020, depending on how you want to count the start of the band. But Mike Allen, who plays bass, and I, we met in October 2019, so 4 years ago. And then we ended up having our first drummer, Steve. He joined in January 2020. And so, which, you know, not a great time to start a band. If you do the math, so it's like we had had, you know, shows and recording and stuff lined up for spring 2020, and then obviously had to kind of change direction on
that. Were you guys in bands prior to this?
I was not in, I guess I would say, like, any real bands, but both Mikes have done a lot more in that area than I have,
I'm from the East Coast originally, and I was in a small punk band called the Denton Affair for about 10 years.
It's a good run.
All up and down, yeah. Coming from the middle of nowhere, Vermont, and then just kind of spreading our wings as far as we could take it. And then moved to California. I was in a bit of a, kind of a, I don't know how you would describe it, surf cover band is the best way to put it, called Sad Hotels.
It's a bit of a different genre, right?
I mean, I've done everything. You know, I've played some country music and hip-hop. I've done a lot, so...
So you have a wide palette.
I try to.
I played in a band called Friends of Ed when I was in high school and college. And then later I played in Super Collider, and I also played bass in Tex Rayless Doomtown. And yeah, and now I play, I also play guitar in a surf band called the Instamatics. So.
The surf band's the way to go with you guys when you're not doing this. Yeah. How about the name? We'll come up with the Jacklights.
Okay, so we really don't have a... I don't know. I wish I had a better story for this. So we were thinking, like, Mike and I were trying to come up with a name for a band and really just, like, not coming up with anything that stuck. And so I started doing this whole thing where it's like, oh, let's look... for random words in the dictionary that aren't taken by another band. And so a jacklight is actually, it feels a little bit ironic. It's actually a light that you use for hunting, like to lure animals in, which feels especially weird because like Mike and I are also both vegetarians.
Yeah.
So, but we just thought it had kind of like a snappy name to it, and people like, you know, people don't necessarily know what it is, or and it wasn't taken. So
I didn't know that. I thought for sure it's okay, it's some like Halloween thing. You all love Halloween and jack lights, and I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of similar. Yeah. Like jack lantern or something. But.
Yeah. So that fit in. And Nalaja, you were on, did some radio.
Yeah. So yeah, it's really cool being back in a college radio station studio. So yeah, I did my undergrad at UC Santa Barbara, and so I had a radio show for about 3.5 years on the college radio station out there, KCSB 91.9 FM. And
plug for the show.
Yes, yeah. but yeah, so I mean, this was, you know, coming up on like 20 years ago at this point, so it's right. Like, you know, mid 2000s, but I played a lot of mostly like punk, indie rock, like stuff kind of from like, I don't know, anything from like 80s 90s emo, some hardcore, to like,
so you
other
mixed it up.
Other, yeah
I like to do that. I hate these mm-hmm. shows that are just locked into one sound.
Yeah
I like to mix it up on my show as well. So you have the new EP out. We're going to play the whole thing, but just like as an overview, what mm-hmm. Did you have any like framework or goal with this thing as far as what you want it to sound like? I mean, it sounds similar to your other stuff, which is a great vibe, a great sound. But
I think we have like a couple tracks where it's like we sort of like expanded our sound like a little bit. So, I mean, I guess I'd say like that was kind of a goal. Because I think with any band, it's like you kind of want to have a recognizable sound, but you don't want to feel like you're just, I don't know, mailing it in or doing the same songs.
You want to veer a little bit.
Yeah.
But you don't want to lose what you have, which is great. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you pulled it off. And I love the physical CDs. And I saw that you even put this. I didn't look yet, but there's lyrics in there.
There are, yes.
That's a throwback, right? When you'd have the old album.
Yeah.
I love, like, you know, you'd pull mm-hmm. the vinyl out and you'd sit in your bed, and when you were 15 years old, and you'd read the lyrics, and it was cool.
Totally.
So I didn't look at it yet, but and who did the artwork for this thing?
So she's a local artist named Hannah Blauner. So mm-hmm. She did the artwork for our previous EP as well, but this one has like a totally different direction and style. Yeah.
More death-like.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to play a couple songs off, and then we'll talk about those a bit more.
Okay.
All right, here we go. This is Final Girl is the name of the EP, and there's also a video for this song we'll talk about in a bit. Here we go.
Like a deep or fine.
All right, that was Anniversary, and before that, Final Girl from the EP of the same name. So, well, first let's talk about the video for Final Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of had a psycho, what's the shining vibe to it with the shower and the coming through the door and the. Mm-hmm. So obviously that was, you know, intentional. You guys mm-hmm. just did it tie into the theme of the. I don't know, the whole EP, or did you just like those movies? Is it?
Yeah, I mean, sort of a combination of both. So it's like we had been just sort of chatting at a band practice once, and we were kind of like, okay, well, we should do a music video for this song.
Right.
And we were kind of like throwing around like a bunch of goofy ideas, and like we eventually landed on this idea of doing something referencing horror films. And so, yeah, sort of that trope of the final girl, like the last woman who's left standing at the end of the film.
Right.
So sort of a nod to that. And then we worked with a great director, Stephanie Hooten, who, really sort of took the idea, like these kind of crazy ideas that we had. We're kind of like, okay, how are we actually going to make this into a video? So it was good working with her.
Yeah. That. And you had the shirt on?
I did, yes. Yeah.
What character was that from?
Freddy Krueger.
The Krueger shirt. Yeah. So you had all the horror films wrapped up there.
Oh, we tried to sneak in a lot of nods to a lot of things.
But it ended on a cheerful note.
Yeah.
Like at the end, you're all kind of smiling at the end. But
we're all alive.
Yeah, yes. Damn, this is a slasher video.
No band members were harmed in the making of the video.
There's going to be mayhem in this thing. But I thought that was very well done.
Thanks.
And Anniversary?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, like, for the whole EP, like, a lot of stuff is kind of coming out of personal experiences that I are then sort of, like, I don't know, I take some poetic license with, so... Yeah, and I think with that one, we were really sort of going for like a heavier feel than we usually have, so.
That would be your slight departure thing. To,
Yeah.
Do you write all the lyrics?
I do, yeah.
And you guys flesh out the other parts, or do you, like music?
Like music, yeah.
It's very collaborative.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I was getting at. There's two more, a four-song EP. Four seems to be a number, although Drift had five, right? Did Drift have five songs, I think?
I had five, yeah.
The initial one, I think your first Jack Lights was just four, I think.
I think so. I don't
jogging
recall.
Memories here. I don't even
remember.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know, whenever we've gone in the studio, we just try to kind of crank out as many as time will allow with the quality still being good, so.
And where'd you do this? What studio did you get this done in?
So for our current EP, Final Girl, we recorded that at New Alliance.
Is that where you've been in the past, or have you bounced around?
So we had a couple of singles that came out, let me see, I guess a year ago that we also recorded at New Alliance. Right. And then before that, we were, for Drift, that was recorded at Woolly Mammoth. And then before that, our very first EP, the self-titled one, was recorded at Galaxy Park.
All great places, yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to, at Woolly, you got to obviously interact with Dave Minahan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, the dude's a legend.
Yeah.
Yes. I was his mailman for like 10 years.
That's
funny. Funny story. I was delivering mail. I said, Minahan. I said, there can only be one Dave Minahan. So it was like a wicked fanboy kind of thing. Like, are you Dave Minahan from the neighborhood? And he was like, yeah. So that was cool. It was because... I'm no kid, so I used to see the neighborhoods back in, you know, the early 80s, so, mm-hmm. but, so they're like phenomenal. But yeah, all right, enough gushing about Dave Minahan. I'm going to play the other two songs on this EP, and then we'll chat a bit about them.
All right.
Why?
WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. I'm here with the Jacklights. That song is not on the new P. I just like it a lot, so I played. It was on Drift. The song was called Beach. But before that, we played Haunted and Past Tense, both from the Final Girl. Past Tense, not Tense. What did I say? Same thing. Past Tense, Haunted. Want to talk a little bit about Past Tense?
Yeah, I mean, that's another one, like, kind of coming out of, like, personal situations, and, yeah, I guess as was the case with a lot of the EP, and, yeah, I don't know, like, anything you guys want to say musically, or, like, I feel like it's probably one of the most, I don't know, one of the more straight-ahead punk songs.
Yeah, it's a pretty straightforward.
Yeah, and, Haunted, I don't know if, I gotta give credit to Boston Groupie News for this, but did you purposely put like the Edgar Allan Poe kind of thing in there?
Oh yeah, for
you
sure.
You did?
Yes.
Because I know from the Telltale Heart, right?
Yeah.
Because I didn't really pick up on that, but he mentioned the, you know, the lyrics, and then I was like, that's the Telltale, because I do like a lot of Edgar Allan Poe, so you must as well, and that's right out of the Telltale Heart, which is a great short story that he had.
Yeah. But yeah, it's sort of about, I guess, like, I don't know, trying to, feeling like you're, I mean, it's using the metaphor, yeah, I'm like, metaphor or similar, it's a metaphor of a haunted house, is sort of feeling like haunted by your own thoughts and issues in your past. And
they
all
keep
that
coming up, and you can't shake them, so to speak.
Yeah.
So this is a very Halloween-y type release. You get Haunted in there, get the video with the slashing thing going on.
Yeah.
So, no, before I let you get out of here, there's a big EP release show that you could probably tell me about.
Yeah, so that is coming up on Friday, October 20th. That's at the Square Root in Roslindale. And it's with our friends Double Star, who also have an EP coming out as well. So we're billing it as like a double EP release show. Mm-hmm. We're also going to have Harry and the Hot Flashes playing and Spooky Poetry. Also, we encourage people to wear costumes. There will be a costume contest. We'll also have some surprises. We'll be doing like some surprise covers. So yeah, we're trying to kind of, you know, pull out all the stops. If you want to start celebrating Halloween early, that's October 20th, Square Root.
I'll be there, but I won't be having a costume on.
That's okay. You can go as yourself.
Yeah, sorry. Even like as a youngster, I didn't do the costume thing.
That's okay. We can still
give
you candy.
If I saved the mailman uniform, I could have gone as a mailman. Right? But I threw them all out. I have no more mailman uniforms left. So anything else you want to plug? Any shows or before I let you get out of here?
Let's see. Well, after that, we are playing out in Florence, so out in Western Massachusetts in November, and then we'll have a show at the Midway in December too. So I think that's kind of the rest of our year for the time being.
Yeah.
And so yeah, you can find all the info for those shows on you know, our social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram, and you can Google us. We have a website too, thejacklights.com. It's got all the show info.
I highly recommend you guys. People got to get that music and go out and see you. I've been doing it for a bit now, and you're a great band, great people.
Thank you so much.
For coming on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure. I'm going to play, this is more new music. This might tie in. This is a band called Already Dead, so they might tie into the theme here tonight.
Nice. But,
all right. I'll be back in a bit, but this is Already Dead. Their newest song. A lot of new songs. This is their newest release.
Back up against the the backbone and I'm running out of time. The work's dried up, the storm has hit. There's no peace of mind, so I'm running. Whoa, running. I just got a new job and I get paid when I get off. Give me some time. Don't count me out just yet. So just keep the lights on. You don't see the struggle we're going through, yeah.
thought tomorrow everything was fine. It wasn't like it was the last few times. I saw tomorrow and it wasn't bad at all. Under the old light bulb yesterday, that's when I saw the future in a better way. No way! There's nothing that can grow under that light bulb. Dim and bright, just no way. If you're so glad that everything is fine, see if you can turn it on a second time. I'm surprised that light up there will still turn on at all. Under the old light bulb yesterday, that's when I saw the future in a better way. No way! There's nothing I can go under that light bulb. Dim and bright, just no way.
All right, that was a quick punk number from a local band called Cigarette Camp. The song was called Under the Old Light Bulb. Screaming Females with Ornament off of Desire Pathway. That came out earlier this year. Before that, we had Crow Follow with their latest single called In Between. And I think we had one more before that. Yeah, Already Dead. Their new release called Landlord. Already Dead are going to be in the studio with me. I believe it's next week, but I'll have an update on that. Right now, they're going to get out of here. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. I'm going to close with one by a band called Rancid.
Records are raking, coming through my bedroom wall. Other start to shine.